Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast, heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer, every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, we open the prayer line up with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again, O Father, for allowing us to be on this line. We thank you for taking care of us, Father, throughout the week. Father, we thank you for supplying our needs. You said in your word, Father, it is better to trust in you than to put confidence in man. Father, we are trusting in you. We are thanking you, Father, for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing, oh, Father. But, Father, we thank you for this word tonight that we're about to receive. We know that when the word is sent out, it's not going to return back void, but it's going to accomplish what it was sent out to do. We thank you for this word tonight, accomplishing what it was sent out to do. We thank you for your anointing being over this line and over this word, this right now word for your people. And, Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would steal and hinder your people from receiving this word tonight. And we thank you and we just praise you, O Father, for the mighty things that you're doing. And we come in a spirit of expectancy, thanking you ahead of time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Mr. Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday evenings that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. And then also on Sundays, our online begins at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune into the entire church service live. Special prayer requests can also be written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGHPrayer. We are planning our next in-person service for this upcoming Sunday, which will be March 13th. It begins at 12:30. Mask wearing is appreciated. Remember this upcoming Sunday to spring forward 1 hour. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street. That's in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which, again, is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Tamara. Yes, I just want to give a big shout-out to all the people internationally who get on this prayer line, who listen to the recordings, who is just listening in on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. We really appreciate it. Full Gospel House of Prayer appreciate all that you're doing, and we ask that you continue to listen. You can send in your prayer requests before Sunday, Tuesday or Wednesday or after, it doesn't matter. Send it in. It will go straight directly to Pastor Smith to be prayed over. So thank you again to all the people internationally like Berlin, India, and the United Kingdom. Thank you.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Dockery. I just ask God for and thank him for his grace and mercy.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. Your Word, oh God, to do exactly what it says it would do because of our obedience. And I give you praise and thanksgiving that the breath of God, breathe, please, Holy Spirit, on this Word and anoint it so we can receive. In Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verses 5 through 8. And Psalm 67, verses 6 and 7. Again, it's Deuteronomy 28, verses 5 through 8. And Psalm 67, verses 6 and 7. We'll get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This word is a word tonight to pray blessings and increase over individual that has business, meaning their storehouse, that the Spirit of God will bring the increase, that it will expand, it would build up, it would increase, it would flow continuously, because we're in a time now where there's so much is going on for us, just everything is just out of control. And this is a word from the Word of God that speaks increase over your storehouse, your business, that no matter what is happening now, industry and commerce and business and cooperation, our provision is from the Lord. And this word is a word to bless our substance and our business. And we ought to glorify God in it, not making a God out of those things, having those things in proper places so it won't endanger your salvation. But this is a word I believe is going to bless tonight because there's so much going on. But the Spirit of God, if he give a word, he have anointed you to have a business, a service to people, buying and selling, any goods, any commerce, merchandise. If God has given you a craft, this is the word, because of your obedience, it's going to bring about a blessing and make provision on those things that God has allowed you in the earth to have a business. And so we're going to begin with Deuteronomy 28:5 and through 8, please.
And it reads, blessed shall thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
This word is so in order for the time we're living in now, in your operation of business. It's saying exactly what it means. The storehouse, your storehouse will be full. There will be no time limit on that blessing. If the Lord said that storehouse is going to be full, there's no time limit on God's blessing. And he's saying the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will give a command blessing. And nothing can stop the commands of God. Saints, this is the word. The word of God said the Lord will bless your storehouse. The Lord will bless everything you do. The Lord will defeat your enemies. When they attack you, they will attack you from one direction, but will run from you in another direction. That means when the Lord has commanded a blessing over your business, over your establishment, over that cooperation that he allows you to bring forth in the earth, whatever your vocation is, and it came into a place where it's organized in a corporation with a business, an enterprise in so many words. It's your profession. God said he will command a blessing, and nothing can stop when God commands a blessing. That means when God give his orders, his command, it's by the authority of God's mouth. It's mandated. It has been ordained by God. It has been, what, determined by God. And so nothing can defeat you. And so it's no matter what plagues is going on and what is happening around the world, the Spirit of God tonight is concerned about your business. He's concerned about your profession. And the Spirit of God is the one that makes the provision for you to be blessed, for that business to be blessed. You can't bless that. The Holy Spirit is to say, the Lord will bless. And meaning God going to supply everything you need for your business, the service you're giving out. God is the enforcement of it. You're the landlord in the earth. And God will cause the upkeep because he's running everything. And because he's running everything, he has to supply everything you have need of for your business. He has to allow the people to come in that direction, that place of location, where your merchandise is or whatever your trade is. The Lord has to make the provision for them to buy from you. The Lord has to cause that business to be managed by him, and he will allow his anointing to give you good management skills so that your business can what? Can thrive, can prosper. And there's so many need the anointing of the Lord to give them good management skills. That mean to learn how to be head, to organize, to operate that business, to be responsible for the controlling of that what you are administering, for you to have the proper mind financially to take care of that operation, because you're the overseer. And so you need the Holy Spirit to give you management skills in this hour as never before concerning business. Concerning business. And there's all kinds of vocation and craft that people are in. Some are doing well and some are not. But the Spirit of God is saying in this word, obedience bring a blessing on all of your affairs concerning your business. This is concerning your business. If God says it's going to rise, it's going to rise. If God says it's going to enlarge, it must enlarge. If it's going to be built up, it has to be built up. If it's going to continue to flow, it has to flow. Because God says, I command a blessing over it. And nothing can stop the commands of God. And so this word is the word tonight to let you know that he's concerned about your business tonight. The affairs that God has allowed you to establish in the earth, the companies, the firms, the cooperation, the organization, whatever your vocation is, he has anointed you to be a profession in that business. This is for you tonight. And God wants you to have skills in managing, because there's so many cannot manage business. And we see it all the time. They don't have leadership skills. They can't have finance. They're not organized. They really don't know how to direct that business because they don't have a spirit of responsibility for controlling it. They need the Holy Spirit. And this is so prevalent in this hour. We see so many businesses are closing down. But the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight, if he command a blessing over that business is going to continue to increase. It's going to continue to grow. You're going to gain. You're going to be built up. That means there will be no loss, that the Spirit of God going to cause all the provision you have need of, because he's the planner. He's running everything. He's going to guide you into those places so that your business can prosper, saints of God. And this is so important because I've seen so many church leaders that's in trouble in this hour concerning business. It's so different with church now. And they're so overextended. They're paying out so much for buildings, for entertainment. They're trying to keep it up, but they're having a hard time because God haven't told many of them to do those kind of things. But because of the world system, they want to do. They want to walk in the shoe of someone else when they was not anointed for that. They can't manage it. Provision is not being made. And so they're in a place where they're tired, they're worn. And it's one thing, when you're under stress, when you're worn, everybody going to see that picture. It's something, you can't hide it. Because they're not operating it under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They're doing it in their own flesh. And their own flesh, in some areas, provisions are not being brought forth. Foundations are falling apart. The upkeep is not good. And they're running into problems. Why? Because the management skills have not come from the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is not in control. They're in control. They are the boss. They are the head. They became the big wheel. And so the provision have not been ordained by God. That's for any business. When you are the big wheel, when you are over that and not letting God be head, you and I cannot receive provision. That means that foundation is not built on him, Jesus, the Word. And so the enforcement does not come. The upkeep fall apart. The funding dries up. But when the Holy Spirit has command a blessing, nothing can stop God's command. Because it's God's authority from his mouth. It's God giving the direction. It's God ordained. And the Spirit of God going to supply every need for that service. God going to conduct everything. God going to guide you in it. God going to cause it to be kept up. He's the upkeeper. God is in charge. And God will give you management skills. That means responsibility for controlling that particular business. He will give you management skill. He will give you direction how to operate it. Why? Because you're not the big wheel. He's the overseer. And so this is tonight a word for those that's walking in that place, knowing that God opened up this door, knowing that God caused me my mind to be enlarged for this business to be created. It was created by the mind of Christ who anointed my mind to establish this. I can do nothing without him. He is the one that's in charge. He established this business. He gave me the knowledge and the wisdom to bring it in the earth. He's the foundation of it. He's the builder. I'm taking my orders from God because God runs this business. And what God's word said, your storehouse will be full. There's no limitation on your blessing. The Lord will fight for you. And the Lord will give a command over that for that business to be blessed. This is so real, thanks to God. His yoke is easy. His burdens, they are light. His yoke is easy. His burden, they're light. And so when God allow you to have a business in the earth, he has to give us management skills, how to keep that in order on the earth, to be good custodian, to operate it according to what God says. And when that happens, provision comes from the Spirit of God. Why? Because that business that he has anointed you to be to establish in the earth, whatever it is, God going to order everything to come into that business for you to run it. Anything that you have need of, the plan of God is over your business tonight. He's going to guide that business. He's going to lead those that need to buy from you, to receive from you, to trade from you. Anyone that needs your merchandise, whatever craft or vocation that you're in, he's going to make sure that they go in your direction. Because this is the word of God. And whatever comes to defeat you, talking about the enemy, to attack you. The word of God said going to attack you from one direction, but they'll run from you in all directions. They're going to be so glad to get away from around you, brother and sister. Why? Because that business was, God created it in your mind, in your thoughts, gave you knowledge and gave you wisdom. Then the Spirit of God made provision to supply that in the earth for your services to be blessed. And nothing but, I mean, enemies going to come. They always come. But it's not going to stop. For God has command for you to be blessed. I've experienced that through my time of being in ministry. Ministry is a business. And it's from God. And God have to anoint you in ministry to be a good custodian, to follow his lead. He have to anoint you so that he can send the right people in your life to make sure that that thing live in the earth. Because the world in this present day is full of plagues, droughts, famine, and starvation. That is not what God says by his word. Psalm 67, 6 and 7, please.
And it reads, then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
This is what God is saying. I don't care how many plagues, I don't care the droughts, the famine, the chaos, the starvation. God said, that land, wherever he has placed you, for you to produce, talking about your business, for an increase, that harvest going to come forth because God said, I'm going to bless it. And people will know that God has blessed you. And so this is a word for right now. If the Lord has given you the ability, the wisdom, the knowledge to establish a business in this earth for consumers, for service, buying, selling of goods, merchandise, whatever your craft is, this is for you tonight. Whatever that vocation God has given you to trade, to deal in commerce, this is for you tonight. The Spirit of God say your obedience and bring a blessing, and the provision shall come from the Lord. And God gonna bless your system, your business, and you gonna glorify God. But the Spirit of God gives us wisdom to put those things in proper places so it will not endanger our salvation. We're not going to make idle of God's out of it. It's in its proper perspective place. We know that it's the Spirit of God that established this. He gave us the wisdom. He gave us the knowledge. And so he have to keep it. He have to be the upkeep. He has to be the overseer. He has to be the one that shows us how to operate it. He has to be the one to show us how to organize it. He has to be the one to show us how to be responsible of the store. Because in the earth, you are the storekeeper. And so this is a word so needed in this hour that you should not be in fear. If you obeying God, it should not be in the fear over you, that your business shall be blessed by God tonight, that God has allowed you by his Spirit to bring it forth in the earth, to be a blessing for communities, for people that have need of that service. They need your merchandise. They need your craft. And God going to lead them into your direction and cause you to be increased and cause your business to grow, to flow, to become bigger, to expand, and to be built up. Even those that have it in a vision, it's going to come out of that place of a vision. It's going to come into a place of manifestation. Because there are those that God has given them a vision by business. It's going to come out of a vision state. It has to be established in the earth. So it come out of that place of a vision, and the Spirit of God does what? Because of your obedience, give you wisdom and give you knowledge to establish that he has created in your mind, giving you the thought to be an enterprise, to be a corporation, whatever vocation he has placed in your mind to do, that craft, that the Spirit of God goes into that place. It don't stay in a vision. It does not stay in a vision. It comes out and it produces. And because you are of your obedience, and that time when that business is getting up off the ground and whatever difficulties you're going through, when the enemy wants to defeat you and make you think it's not going to prosper, the Spirit of the Word of God is saying, I have commanded a blessing over that, and nothing can stop you. I have given authority for this business to prosper in the earth, meaning don't fear. The needs shall be met for that service, because it's God's plan. He's going to build that foundation up because he's conducting it. He's the enforcement for your business. And so what? He have to keep it up, saints of God. It's very simple. It works all of the time. I've never seen it fail. It always worked because of what? Obedience brings forth a blessing on all the provision. And I'm to the point because I desire to pray, and God has anointed me to pray for you tonight, that your storehouse be full. There's no limitation on the blessing. And God wants you to know he's going to fight for you, because he has commanded a blessing over you. And you're not going to take it out of the wrong place and put it into the improper place. You're going to stay in the proper place because you love God. You don't want to be lost, because this stuff will take us away from God. But you're going to glorify God in your business. So what? So he continuously to make provision for you on that he has given you to produce in the earth and to manage. He's going to give you management skills. How to be responsible for over that that he's given you in the earth to be the storekeeper in the earth for him. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley.
Okay.
I just want to thank God and you for this confirming word. I just thank God that is confirming what the Lord put on my heart. This coming Monday, I'm going to get my business license, and I thank God for supplying the money to do so. I thank God I got a call from one of my customers, and again, they were giving praise reports about the product helping with their gout. They hadn't had any gout, and this is my second customer that has this testimony, and God has kept this business going even without much effort. So he placed on my heart to go for it just this week. I was going to do it for one purpose, but then God said, no, go for it. Go for the whole thing. And so I thank God for that. My upline person, she introduced me to it, and it's kept her, it helped her recover from cancer, and she's been recovered 6 years now. And so I just thank God for this confirming word, Pastor, that you're giving. And I just want that blessing from you tonight for that. And I also like you to pray for me because I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests, and I thank God for the anointing that I'm under you, Pastor Smith. And I thank God I'm sending them all your way. I'm telling them about the prayer line, and I believe, God, they're going to come on and be blessed. But, again, I thank God for this confirming word. Please bless my business. Thank you.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, my prayer request is that.
Okay. One person at a time. I heard a very kind of soft voice first. Could you speak, please? A female.
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Penny. And my prayer request is for my aunt. She has to go in on Sunday. Friday. Friday to get a stent replaced. And so I'm asking for healing because of how she got the stent. She had was taking medication, and they forgot to tell her to stop taking medication. So it caused her to end up with the stent. And so I want healing for her. And also she has a lot of body aches in her whole body, especially her knees. And then also her son, my cousin, he's in a hospital, and he has a hernia, but he's I don't know if you've seen it on the TV, the mesh. If you have a mesh, you could sue. They put the mesh in him, and he's been having a lot of difficulties with that mesh. So I want prayer for him because he has an infection, and that they remove everything they need to remove, and that he ended up lost his job behind him being in the hospital. So when he come out, he's going to need a job, and also the lawyer is no longer his lawyer. I think his lawyer died or something like that, so he needs a lawyer for this lawsuit going forward. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer? That was a
yes,
soccer. Okay. Vanessa?
Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. A prayer for myself and my daughters.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Dockery. I ask for prayer for me and my family, and I also ask for prayer for my sister in South Carolina this month. She's going to have cataract surgery, so I just hope say a prayer for her, please.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to ask for prayer for, you know, I had arthritis in my left knee, and now I have it in my right hip. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
This is Sister Tamara. I'm just asking for a prayer request in reference to my businesses that I'm about to open in the next 2 months. So just for prayer and everything that you prayed about wisdom and everything coming from God, that he continued to bless me to be able to have that for this business.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, this is real thanks to God, and I know this came from the throne room because God is concerned. And I've seen so many people that don't acknowledge God. They go into business in their flesh. They start churches in their flesh, trying to copycat someone else or trying to do what someone else does, and it's never prosper. And you have to stay in your own lane. You have to seek after God. And the Bible says when you seek him, you will find him. And then the Lord have to reveal to you that particular thing, that particular skill he has placed inside. See, everybody was born with a skill, some kind of vocation inside of you. That's in the book of Genesis. But you have to seek the Lord. You have, and God, when you seek after God, he going to guide you. He going to reveal to you what that particular thing that he has placed inside of you to be a blessing to mankind, to be a blessing to you and your family. And you have to seek him in order for that business to prosper. Management have to come from God to you, and he have to make the provision for that bliss, that business to bless. Because, you know, in the first few years of business, it looked dim sometimes. There are some people, it looked dim to them sometimes. But when God, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, has anointed that business and put that business idea in you, that business idea that God has given you in the earth to be the storekeeper over that business in the earth, to be the custodian in the earth, the Spirit of God goes into that place, as he said in his word tonight, and he commands the blessing over that. He gives that authority for that business to be blessed. And it's ordained by his word. And he calls the increase for it to, for the growth, for the gaining, and for the build-up. I've seen so many people have neighborhood business. And it looks like this is real business. And they've been there for years. I remember as a kid, it was just a neighborhood store. And that little corner store in our neighborhood, the wife ran the store. I remember this thoroughly because they would have all the goodies. The husband was a bishop. The wife ran the store, and he also worked at one of the plants. And that little old corner store blessed that family, sent their children to college, and stayed in the family until the children didn't want to do it, and they closed it down. But it blessed the family. A corner store. So it's not about what it looks like to humans. It's about what God does for a business, how he makes the provision, how he's the foundation over it. But those people was obedient to God, and it brought forth a blessing. They were saved. They were disciples. And a disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ, pointing you to God. That's what a disciple is, following Jesus. And so it was no drought over that business. It prospered, even though in the eyes of somebody outside the neighborhood, they would say, this is really a business. Yes, it had been there since I was a kid, like 5, 6 years old, until I became a teenager. What am I saying? It's the Holy Spirit that makes the provision. It's the Holy Spirit that brings in enforcement and guides you and funds you. It's the Holy Spirit. But there are so many who think they are the big wheel and think they are the overseer and think it's my operation, it's my business, it's my, me, I. And those businesses flop, fail, and you look at the landmark, say, wasn't that business there one time? It's no longer there. Why? Because the Lord had to cause substance to come forth, enable that business to thrive. And when the enemy comes to attack, the word of God said the enemy going to come in one direction, but he's going to flee in all directions. Why? Because that business been has ordained and anointed by God. Even though it's in a vision state, you got to believe tonight. It's going to come out of a vision. It will come into a manifestation because you're obedient. Spirit of God has anointed your mind, put a creative thought in your mind, have given you wisdom and knowledge how to go about establishing this in the earth. So even if it's in a vision state, tonight I want you to be encouraged. It's coming out of the vision state. It's going to come into manifestation because God wants you to establish this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God, for their storehouse will be full and that there's no time limit on their blessings, that you're going to fight for these business people, the one that you're establishing, God. And your word says you're going to command a blessing, that nothing can stop the commands of God. Because, God, your word is full of authority. It's mandated. It gives direction. It comes from God. Is ordained by God. So, God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God make provision for these business, that it's every need be supplied. The services that you have placed in their mind, those plans, God, that you establish and bring to a foundation, that the Spirit of God will guide them, fund them, and be over the upkeep. And that God, wherever they're located, this product, these goods, that God, you're going to allow them to sell, to establish these merchandise. Whatever the vacation is, whatever the craft is, whatever the enterprise may be, God. Your word, God, will give them organization skills where they will be in a place of responsibility and knowing how to administer that particular business, that the Spirit of God will give them direction, that the Spirit of God will show them financially how to handle money. And I thank you, Father, that the Spirit of the Word and the commands of the Lord stop every plague and every drought, everything that will cause famine to their business. I send the Word of God tonight, Psalm 67:6-7, that the law will come against anything that will desire to plague it, to cause it to be in a drought or famine, that the law will cause those things, those products, to come into a harvest, and that God, you bless that harvest, that you have anointed him to do in the earth, concerning service to people, to communities, those commerce, those enterprise, those profession, those crafts, those vocations. And I thank you for the Spirit of God to give them administrative skills and for them, God, to be good in management. And every demonic power and every spirit of desire to come against them, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, you just begin to show me how the enemy will linger around and try to lead spirit to bring you in a drought, to bring you in a famine. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every dropping spirit, every spirit that will desire to drop famine, every spirit that will desire to drop drought. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. I cast you out by the word. You are spirit. Matthew 8:16, your word says you cast out spirits by your word. I loose your word now. Those dropping spirit, I see you, demon. I see you, demonic spirit. You dropping spirit. You plague. I come by the authority of Jesus, you will not drop famine or drought over their affairs, their business, their storehouses in the earth, that their corporation, their enterprise, their craft and their vocation, their service to the community and to people. These trades shall prosper in Jesus' name. And, God, I praise you for it. Sister Shirley, your prayer has been prayed already. It's done by faith in the name of Jesus. God shall do it. And every dropping spirit, every spirit of famine, every spirit of drought, the Spirit of God cast out those spirits over your business by the word of God in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to have mercy and grace over petty and that the Spirit of God will go into that place and touch your aunt right now, that the Spirit of God will go in that place where that replacement of this stent in her heart that's caused disorder through meds, that the Spirit of God bring the proper doctor, the proper medicine, and the Spirit of healing will go into her heart in Jesus' name. And I thank you for her healing now. Because of the word of God, you say you will cleanse her heart with your precious blood, which blood runs through that heart. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus to flow through her heart, and that replacement will fall in order, and this aunt will be healed in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise and thanksgiving, God, that you touch her needs in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will heal her knees in Jesus' name, that the infirmity and the weakness of 6 and 2 will leave her bones in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for this cousin. I think she said he needs healing, God, from that procedure that's causing health issues. And God, he needs the right representative, the right attorney to represent him. And I thank you for the right attorney to represent this man. And that God, those things that need to be repaired concerning finance, he receive it. But most of all, God, you remove that procedure out of him, that the healing virtues of Jesus open up a door of finance, open up the door of healing, and that the peace of God go to this person now, this cousin now, in Jesus' name. And God, I just give thank you for the families of God being protected worldwide, because we have many in many countries that is listening to this program, that the Spirit of God will bless their families, bless our families tonight and supply the needs and keep us, Father, under the custodian of your precious blood. And Father, this sister, a sister Dockery, that the Spirit of God, this is a simple procedure in this day and time, that this procedure will be ordained by God, that they remove the cataract safe without problem or complication. She will be in and out without any complication, and that the healing virtues of Jesus will be upon her, God, through her recovery, that she will do those things through the pre-op that will cause her, God, to function properly. And I thank you that her eyes are going to be clear as never before, because you use whatever procedure you desire to heal us. I thank you for her healing in the name of Jesus. Maddie, I want you to place your hand on your right hip. Father, you healed her from the other problem in her knees, because I remember the prayer. But God, her joints are vexed. And I lose Psalm 6:2, that the vexation in her bones, that the blood of Jesus removed from her hip in Jesus' name. You created that hip. You designed that hip for her to move according to your design. Anything that would desire to interfere with the design of God in her hip, I ask that the name of Jesus, we remove it in Jesus' name, that the blood of Jesus and the virtues of the Holy Spirit will move into that place and remove the vexation in her bones, in her hip. And I send the word of God, with the stripes of Jesus, she's healed, because you bared our infirmities on the cross. And God, I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus moving over her now in the comforting spirit of the Holy Ghost, his virtues and his healing power, moving that part of her body. And I thank you for healing now in the name of Jesus. And Father, Sister Tamara Bisson been blessed because of her obedience, that the Spirit of God have caused this, will cause this business to flourish, to do well, and that any dropping spirit, because the enemy comes and drops spirits, and we have to be spiritually alert. The Bible said to watch and to pray. And God, you gave me such a perfect illustration how those spirits drop famine and droughts and all kind of disease, because they bring it with them and they drop it, and you are clueless without the Holy Spirit. But Father, I thank you tonight that the blood of Jesus and the word of God be upon their affairs, that they be in obedience, but brings about a blessing. Disobedience stops the blessing. Provisions is made through our obedience, and our needs are met. And the plan of God is established as a foundation for us in the earth. And God, I just thank you for it. And Father, I just thank you tonight that it's done by faith. Those that have a vision that God has placed into their mind and provoking them to do certain things in the earth, give them wisdom, give them knowledge that it may manifest, and let nothing interfere concerning disobedience to stop the provision that God wants to establish for them in the earth. And God, I thank you that these visions will come out of a state of vision and come into the manifestation. And God, I give you praise tonight that your people are blessed. They don't have to fight, because you're going to fight for them. And nothing will stop your commands over them, for their blessing has no time limit on that. Don't look at no one else. I'm talking about your house tonight. I'm talking about your storehouse tonight. No time limit. I don't care what it looks like for someone else. No time limit on yours. And I thank you tonight, God. No time limit is on their blessing. And they're going to flourish. They're going to flow. They're going to increase. They're going to see it built up. And they're going to see growth. Why? Because it's ordained by God. And I give you praise for it. And I thank you this night because of what your word says. I'm standing on your word for your people, that they're going to receive it by faith tonight. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Just know that your storehouse will be full with no time limit on the blessing. Why? Because the provision is going to come from above, from Jesus of Nazareth, the great I am. Oh, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for those words, Pastor Smith.